An Iraqi archbishop who for years stood out virtually alone in predicting better times for the country's ancient church has said that hopes for a new start after Saddam Hussein have now evaporated.
Archbishop of Kirkuk, Luis Sacco, said the future of Christianity in Iraq, even in the short to medium term, now hangs in the balance. He says the faithful's confidence in the future has been destroyed by what he described as a worsening security situation.
We spoke with Aid to the Church in Need spokesman John Pontifex.
The problem for the church in Iraq is that it really does now face the final showdown as to whether it will survive in the long term. It, for many, many years now, in the years since the fall of Saddam, what we've seen is the church beginning to decline. There have been attacks against it. But for a long period of time, the church remained very robust. Now it seems that the opportunities they were looking for in order to strengthen their position, bolster their hopes for the future, have all disappeared. And so the situation is one of marked lack of confidence.
Why have there been no measures taken to help the plight of Christians? Surely their Muslim neighbors are aware of their plight.
They most certainly are. But the main reason why the Muslim community doesn't seem to be able to prevent further attacks against the Christians is because of the breakdown of law and order. This is a point made clear by Archbishop Luis Sacco again and again, that the test case for security is how the minority groups are treated. And here we can see in Iraq that the bottom of the pile community, namely the Christians, are the ones who are being attacked. And therefore, you can tell from that that security has broken down.